All transmitters to full. All receivers to boost.
CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary.
When the shadow of the tombstone is the last thing you remember, you know you've arrived.
Good evening. Welcome to Tombstone After Dark. My name's Carrie, and I'm going to be here with you for the next hour or so, playing you two kinds of music, country and western. The best two, right? We started off with the wonderful Johnny Cash and a classic from Johnny called I Walk the Line. Written by Johnny Cash, produced by Sam Phillips, and put out by Sam's Sun record label back in 1956. And it was recorded on today's date, back in 1956, April the 2nd in Sun Studios. It would hit the record charts and stay there for over 43 weeks. It would sell over 2 million copies and has been used, of course, for so very many things, including, of course, it became the title of the biopic starring Joaquin Phoenix I Walk the Line. Great movie about Johnny Cash if you haven't seen it. Hey, you know who else's birthday it is today? Emmylou Harris. We love Emmylou here on Tombstone After Dark. So I thought I would play a full little set of Emmylou's music for you here. You're going to hear an older one from 1975 from her record called Elite Hotel. Starting things off, let's hear one called Amarillo. It's the very first track on the record, one of my favorites, and written by Emmylou and Rodney Crowell. So many great players on it, too. Linda Ronstadt sings supporting vocals on it, and old Mickey Raphael, who plays on so many records, including regularly in the band for Willie Nelson, plays harmonica on this track as well. Let's give it a listen. We'll hear one from this one, one from a bit later on in her career, and we'll hear one from the trio recordings that she put out with Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt. All right, starting off, Amarillo. Here you go on Tombstone After Dark.
Where the That broken old heart of yours won't ever mend. Oh, but you'll never know what's beyond the next tomb. With your face to the ground and your feet standing still. With your face to the ground and your feet standing still.
Till they ring inside my head.
Well, if you want to talk about an album that has not a bad track on it, look no further than Emmylou Harris's Wrecking Ball from 1995, produced by Daniel Lanois, and definitely has his signature kind of sound on it. Really great track listing on Wrecking Ball, including that one called Going Back to Harlan. That's an Anna McGarrigle song. And she has lots of other good ones on here as well, including a different version of the song that you heard just before that, one called Waltz Across Texas Tonight, which is another one that was written by Emmylou and her longtime songwriting partner and performing partner, Rodney Crowell. You heard the trio's version of that song. That was Emmylou on the lead vocal, but her pals Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt singing harmony. Just gorgeous version there. And that one from an unreleased and alternate takes record that you can get on the complete trio collection. The ladies only put out two records as trio, but now there's a great set that you can buy that has the two records together and then this great collection of unreleased songs that they put together. 20 more songs, which is, 20 more than we had before, I do say. All right, well, where are we going to go? What else did we hear in there? Yes, Amarillo was the first one. That one as well by Emmylou and Rodney. And I was looking at some of the other players on there. Jeez Louise. I mentioned about Mickey Raphael and Linda Ronstadt. I did not even mention some of the other great players, like some of Elvis's TCB band, James Burton, and Glenn D. Harden on electric guitar and the piano, respectively. Man, what a band. Always one to surround herself with great other musicians and great backing bands. Happy birthday, Emmylou Harris. She is 77 years old today and still going strong. And man alive, I love her. She, no one else sounds like her. That's another thing I love about her. All right, well, let's go on to, we're going to go back to 2016 for this next recording. I've been just having a hankering to hear this one, going back to Margo Price's record, Midwest Farmer's Daughter. This was her debut record on Jack White's Third Man Records label. And is that right? That is right, I believe. Am I getting that right? I'm going to double check that, and I'll come back to you in a second. My goodness, my brain is just not working today. But, you know, we'll do what we can. Here's Margo Price, someone who I believe was probably influenced fairly heavily by artists like Emmylou Harris. Here's one off of Midwest Farmer's Daughter. I'm going to stop talking entirely, called Tennessee Song.
Thank you. met my love today. It doesn't really matter what we have to say. I have met my love today. I've been holding on for you, dreams I've had have all come true. I've seen your picture and I knew you right away. I have met my love today. True love will always have its way. There ain't no doubt about true love, it's here to stay.
Tell me.
of the great state of, you guessed it, Montana. That's Little Jane and the Pistol Whips from their latest record called Long Road Ahead, a song called Montana, Can't You See? I like it. I like it a lot. What else did we hear in there? We heard the Wonder Women of Country. Darren played this one as well recently, and I'm just loving it. Brennan Lee, Melissa Carper, and Kelly Willis are the Wonder Women of Country, and just delighted that they are together and have put together this great EP. It's about six or seven songs or so. I played you one called I Have Met My Love Today. Check it out. Margo Price started things off from 2016, and indeed it was. I was right. I should trust my gut. Third Man Records was the one that put out that great record called Midwest Farmer's Daughter. And Tennessee Song was the one that you heard. We're going to keep on with the ladies today. It's just so happens that in this month of April, it's Women's Month. It should be Women's Month all the time as far as I'm concerned. But we are planning, just happens to be a bit of coincidence that a lot of the songs I have planned today for you are from ladies. So here we go. We've got another one here for you. This one by the lovely Rhiannon Giddens. And she has been playing lots of music. She put out her own record not too long ago, did some touring with her pal Jason Isbell. Let's see, what else has she been doing? She features prominently on the banjo. You know, she's a banjo scholar and knows a lot about the history of the instrument and is just one of the greatest players that there is going. She features on Beyoncé's new track, which is hot on the pop charts and the country charts right now. And she is also coming up on April 9th. She's going to be featured on this new record called My Black Country, The Songs of Alice Randall. Now, Alice Randall is a pioneer in Nashville. She was a songwriter. She's also a professor and an activist and all kinds of smart. She was the first black woman to write a number one country song. And this record that's coming out features all sorts of different black musicians singing country songs, and it's going to be fantastic. I've just got a few of them. I've only heard a few, and it's really, really good. There's a book as well that is going to be released with it. So check it out. It's going to be also called My Black Country, A Journey Through Country Music's Black Past, Present, and Future. And how apropos, given the big conversation that's happening right now, given Beyoncé's takeover of country music radio and pop radio with her latest record, which is called Cowboy Carter, even doing a reworking of Jolene, which I will play for you one of these days here. It's pretty fancy. She sings the song but rewrites the lyrics, and she has the blessing of Miss Dolly Parton for it. So here you go. Let's rewind back a little bit and go back to Rhiannon Giddens. I'm getting off topic a little bit, doing way too much talking. Let's listen to the ballad of Sally Ann. Here you have it.
Love in his heart and flowers in his hand. Johnny proposed to Sally Ann. Sally shivered as she said, I'll love you till the day I'm dead. Johnny got married in his one good suit, but the ride from the church it bore strange fruit. Down by the road you can hear her cry as he hung from a tree, she watched him die. Who's gonna that tune.
your showdown trip, so why'd it go away? For all the ones who are gone, we've been missing you. These memories are holding on. I was going around those days Thinking everything would be okay.
Wake up again in an old motel. Is it somewhere different? I can't tell. Every set of curtains opens to the open road. And I'm missing you like hell. This fan is like a prison cell. When I know you have gone with her and I can't go back home. I've been American dreaming. Oh, whoa. I'm American dreaming. Oh, whoa. Oh, oh, but I never seem to get no rest. I should get some rest today, then pack my bags, be on my way. But my mind's always working on the way it could have been. Trying to toe a tightrope line, find a way to feel how fine, without drowning in this wine, calling you again. I've been American dreaming. Oh, 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 I'm American dreaming. Oh, 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 I'm American dreaming. Oh, 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 but I never see no. Won't you remind me who I am? If I could just get back home to pick up where we left off, I'd take better care of myself. I'd stop drinking from the bottom shelf. But my old wheels keep spinning and I cannot make them stop. I've been American dreaming. Oh, oh, seem to get no rest. So I'll get back home and try to be someone that's something like me. But I've forgotten all my angels out here in the wind. Sitting idle with my mind, I meditate to pass the time. But there's something inside sitting sail all over again.
just absolute beauty from Sierra Farrell. From her most recent record, just came out not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, called Trail of Flowers. I just love it. That's the very first track on the record called American Dreaming. And you heard something from Regina's Dead South in there. Chains and Stakes is the latest album. And you heard one called Tiny Wooden Box. Also, Rhiannon Giddens in there. Yes. Did you like that one? The Ballad of Sally Ann. It's called From My Black Country, The Songs of Alice Randall. Check it out. It's going to be a gooder. Other folks on there like Adia Victoria and Layla McCalla and Valerie June. It's going to be just packed with goodness. All right, well, let's hear another one from another new record, the Denim Daddies. They're an Albertan band, and they've got a new one out. It's called Northern Goods. Let's check it out. Here's one from it right now. It's called Grandpa Was a Bushman.
Award-winning folk duo Moonfruits invite you to honor trees, chew out billionaires, and bend your ear earthwards with their second full-length album, Salt. These bilingual folk makers deliver lush, harmony-forward songs that weave family, responsibility, and loss in this era of climate change and deepening inequality. Twice nominated at the 2024 Canadian Folk Music Awards for Emerging Artist and Producers of the Year, discover Salt by Moonfruits.
Don't be
All right, we have some Stray Cats there from the Choo Choo Hot Fish record. And I just wanted to hear some Stray Cats. Because you know what? They announced they are doing a summer tour. Yes, nowhere around here, mind you, unless you count like, Denver. Denver, yeah. Maybe some, there might be some Montana, but I don't think so. I think Oregon, maybe you could go down to if you want to go see them. Or, you know, make yourself a trip somewhere fun, like Costa Mesa, California. How about that? Anyway, that's going to be it for me, you guys. I got to get myself out of here and make room for the next show. But do listen up next week. Darren will be back sitting high in the saddle, as he does, bringing you lots of great country and Western music. I'm going to leave you off with a little something, an older one from Scotty Campbell and his Wardenaires, one called Smoking and Drinking, the title track from that record. Thanks so much for listening. My name's Carrie. This has been Tombstone After Dark, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Oh, and when I come back to see you again in a couple of weeks, we're going to have some live music on the show from the Wine-Soaked Preachers. So do come back. I'm super looking forward to it. Have a great one.
Smoking, drinking, missing you like hell. Three things I shouldn't do, I do too well. Smoking, drinking, missing you like hell. Three things I shouldn't do, I do too well. Crying, dying, spending nights alone are the only things I do since you've been gone. Since you went away is Payne and Johnny Walker, three packs a day. I guess it's true, my life might be the death of me, but at least I've got three things to ease my misery. Smoking, drinking, missing you like hell. Three things I can do, I do too well.
You're listening to CJSW Originals. For more spoken word and talk show content, go to cjsw.com and click on podcast.
Hello, this is Austin. You are listening to Accessible Airwaves on CJSW 90.9 FM.
This program is dedicated to the education and exploration of disabled life.
Giving voice to the life and experience of people with disabilities.
We cover a wide array of issues and disabilities.
We are people who discuss issues we are passionate about.
And topics we are interested in.
We show how disability is in the mind of the beholder.
Today, Morgan will be interviewing Anna Moyer from Accessible Chef.